Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria, your host of the show. Very excited about today's show because guess what, girls? We get to talk makeup. Very good friend of mine is going to be stopping by. I think she's actually on the line already, makeup artist Carol Stover. Carol has just an incredible woman and just does so much besides makeup. She's very, very much into just, you know, being positive and, you know, trying to make women look and feel their best. So she's going to join us for this 30 minutes because she's got a big project that she's working on this weekend in Baltimore at the Women's Expo in Catonsville. So we're going to tell you a little bit more about that. But first, let me see if I can go ahead and grab Carol and see if, in fact, she is on the air. Hi, Carol. Are you there?
I'm here, Victoria. How are you?
How are you, darling?
I'm smashing. You like that? I have some British
friends. I like
friends,
that.
And
I
love that word.
I haven't heard someone say that in a long time. Don't be surprised if I steal it from you.
Go for it.
So look, tell us about what you guys have got going on this weekend at the Women's Expo in Baltimore.
Oh, yes. This is such a fabulous show. This is the ninth year that it's been in existence, and I've done it every year. And the coordinator, Patsy Anderson, is a local lady who is such an incredible networker. She knows everyone in town. And it's her brainchild, and her whole concept was to connect all kinds of women entrepreneurs together and give them a forum where they could network and sell their products to each other, give workshops to each other, share information, network, and just kind of help further each other's businesses along the way. And it's grown every year.
I think that's wonderful. When I mentioned the introduction into you, when I said that you are a makeup artist, but also one thing that I've always liked about you and the time that we've known each other is that you are very much about the networking with women and trying to, you know, make sure that women, you know, look their best, but also feel good as well. And I know personally anything that you're able to do to facilitate that, you have certainly been doing. So basically, if you're there and you get a chance to go, and again, it's at the Catonsville Gymnasium, and that's 800 South Rolling Road in Catonsville in Baltimore. The dates on that are Saturday, March the 13th, and Sunday, March the 14th. It's from 11 a.m. until 5 o'clock on both days, and that information will stay on my website, so don't feel like you've got to run to write it down. I'll keep it up there until the event is over. But, Carol, it's pretty much also going to be a day of pampering as well, so tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, my goal there is twofold. I'm going to have a booth. I'm a consultant with Arbonne International. We're very big into the natural makeup and cosmetic scene. Beautiful anti-aging skincare. So we'll be showing products and demonstrating things to people, giving little mini facials, mini makeovers, helping people figure out, like, are you wearing the right foundation? You know, how in the world do you do your eyes? That kind of thing.
I think that's great. And just to let everyone know, you're going to be hearing a lot more from Carol on At Home with Victoria over the next couple of months because she's agreed to come back and focus on beauty tips just for all women in general. So she's going to, you know, give us a little bit of information on a variety of topics. So make sure that you check that out because, again, she will be back. But, Carol, talk a little bit about anything special you guys got going on this spring or spring colors that we're going to that we're gonna see out there.
Well, let me toss in one more quick thing about the expo. The other thing we're doing is we're donating some time and services to, oh, my gosh, I think it's almost 30 ladies now from the Ms. Wheelchair Maryland pageant. And they come in every year. For the past 3 years, they've done this. And I'm the makeup artist that gives them the little pampering. We do a quick mini facial and a little makeover on them, too. And they get prizes. They give them manicures. They have someone doing hairstyling for them. They bring in different local celebrities. Last year, it was the governor's wife, and they give them presentations. So that'll be the first few hours on Saturday. So if you want to come see what that's all about, that's when we'll be doing that.
That is so nice.
I'm sure working on that really
does your heart good.
Oh, my gosh. I talk about feeling like a decent human being. And the ladies love it. I tell you, they blossom. And they just, because every woman is beautiful. And I think sometimes
Absolutely.
We forget that. We just need a little reminder. And if another woman reaches out and says, hey, you've got gorgeous eyes. Did you know that? Let me show you a quick trick here. And here, let me show you how to bring out your skin tone. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful, and we really enjoy it.
Yeah, I do. I do agree with you on that, that every woman is beautiful. And I think a lot of times to that point, whenever another woman gives me a compliment on something, it just means so much more because, you know, women, sometimes we can be a little bit judgmental or, you know, can be a little bit high stress and strung on things. But if a woman gives me a compliment, I know that that person really meant what they said.
That's true. And, you know, and we need to reach out and do that for each other. So we're all sisters out there. So everyone listening, everyone tuning in, you know, give your sister a break. Reach out and share something nice and lovely with her. Tell her, hey, you look beautiful today. Your hair is terrific. Love your lipstick. Anything just to make to perk her up and make her feel good. It makes you feel good, too. Well, I have lots of spring makeup tips. I've been researching for you.
I bet you have.
Well, I want me to jump into it. I have a whole page of good stuff here for you. Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, as everybody knows, I'm sure, fashions and makeup always correspond to the fashions and clothes. And I've been out looking through catalogs. I'm such a catalog girl, love catalogs, and looking over the internet, checking in all the major makeup brands and stores just to see what's coming on. And what we're seeing is that, well, first of all, everybody is so sick of snow all over the country that we are thrilled spring is
Amen
here.
Amen to that.
We cannot wait. We are just dying to pull out sandals. We're not quite there yet, but we're just dying for these bright colors and all of this. So it kind of, it's going to coordinate with the fashions. And what we're seeing in clothing fashions is, of course, a lot of black and white. That's always for spring. But we're seeing beautiful, bright color. And we're seeing a richness in fabric, a richness in texture, and lots of details, kind of fun, gaudy details. So it's like more is more with jewelry, lots and lots of big jewelry. And,
yeah, I was going to say when you just talked about the details, it makes me think of just all of the sort of T-shirts and tops. You know, you're seeing the ruffles. You know, you're seeing different folds. Every single thing really is focusing on the details. And with the jewelry,
exactly
you're right. You know, people don't just wear one necklace anymore. They wear like five or six necklaces.
Five
and
or six
big
is
and
good.
Chunky.
With
I love
three bracelets.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's fun. It's a very, it's lighthearted, but it's also very sophisticated. There's a way to put it all together so that you don't look like you just kind of fell into your closet. So there's you know, articles and books and everything out there and tons of great magazines to use for inspiration. But just keep in mind that everything's kind of luxe and rich looking. Lots of jewels, lots of metallics, lots of combinations of interesting colors. So it's really a fun and exciting look. And the makeup
I've been seeing I've been seeing a lot of studs also on just on like studs and grommets on jackets and purses.
Grommets and studs.
I've seen a lot of that.
And pin tucks, little studs all along the sides of little tops, ruffles, layers with color showing through. It really interesting details. And it's a really fun fashion time. There's cutouts, little cutouts on shoulders, cutouts across the top of the collarbone, all kinds of different things like that. So
I do agree with you when you said that it is a fun time in fashion right now, because I remember a while back when ruffles and that sort of stuff was out, and maybe back then the way that it was presented or made, I just wasn't interested in it because I thought it was, you know, a bit too much or the ruffles were too big. But now the way designers are doing it and putting it together, even on something as simple as taking your basic cardigan and then, you know, putting ruffles down the front. Just really, really just gives it a little extra, you know, something as opposed to just being your regular boring cardigan. But I think the designers are doing a great job with the details on jackets and tops this year. I really think so.
Yeah, it's very pretty. It's feminine. There's a lot of femininity coming out in the colors and in the details. And I'm like you. I kind of shied away from the ruffles because I thought, okay, I'm 53. I can't do this 18-year-old thing anymore. But the ruffles are very tasteful, and it's very creative how they're being done.
Yeah, very, very much so. Very much.
We see lots of nice makeup looks that go along with this. So let me share with you what I'm finding.
Please do.
You know how when you have lots and lots of details and outfits and lots of color and lots of texture and lots of jewels and all these things going on, you kind of have to have the makeup look to come along and support that and stand up with that. But it's not like the 80s, okay? We are seeing a resurgence of a little bit of 70s, a little bit of 80s. You're seeing lots of different eras and decades in fashion. It's always coming back again. It's never exactly the same. Remember I said before, it's very sophisticated. So we're actually seeing more makeup. So there's more color being applied to the face and a little bit, I hesitate to say heavier, but I'm definitely seeing a stronger eye, a stronger cheek. And in some cases, a stronger lip, but I'll share with you how that's being combined. I'm seeing tons and tons of neutrals. There's lots of neutral colors out there, and it seems like the eyes are the big thing.
Okay.
It's all about eyes.
Mm-hmm.
There's three different really strong things that I've seen about eyes. Number one is the smoky eye look, which is very popular. Women love this. They enjoy it for evening. But
let me ask you a question about the smoky eye. Now, I always thought that the smoky eye look was mainly for evening sort of cocktails, going out to dinner at night. So can you do a smoky eye during the day now?
You can. You definitely can. And it's combined with all kinds of neutrals and beiges and pinks and soft peaches and browns and grays and all of those things. But what you do to make it more appropriate for daytime is, because you are wearing more makeup, of course, just be really careful with your blending.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lip is very toned back and neutral. So
okay.
It looks, you see what I mean? And there's definitely a little more cheek there, more cheek color than I've seen in recent years. But the lip is very toned back and very soft.
Mm-hmm.
So like a peach lipstick or a peach lip gloss or a beige or nude lip gloss, and then these beautiful, you know, deep smoky eyes, and it's very striking. It's very sophisticated.
Yeah, I think it is too, yeah. I very much think it is too.
But
I'm excited
I'm
excited about the whole idea of color coming back, because I love color on the lips. I mean, and I don't mean the sort of barely glossy where you can sort of see a hint of a color. I mean, I really like to see color on women's lips. So if that is coming back, I'm excited, because I just love that. I mean, I just think when you see a woman and she's got those really pretty pinks and burgundies and reds, not the really bright, bright reds that's covering the lips, I just think it makes their lips look fuller and prettier and just so striking to me.
Well, you know, there's a makeup artist, I'll say a rule of thumb. I hate to say rules because I love to break rules. But they say, because, you know, that's what creative people do.
Right,
but there's something that women over 40, they say to really have them play up their lips a little bit more, because sometimes the eyes, as we get older, change a little bit. They're not quite as open and tight and bright as they were when we were 20. But you can always use your mouth as a beautiful focus point for your face.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the trends that I'm seeing, if you have a softer eye, you can come out with a very bright lip.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen, and this is kind of a runway look. Not everyone's going to do this, but it's
kind of
fun, and it would look terrific on you. We should try it on you one day with a deep matte red, kind of movie star looking from the 40s.
Uh-huh.
So if you go with the bright lip, there's no gloss. It's very matte. I saw purple on the lips. I saw fuchsia on the lips. So if you have like a softer, smoky eye, then you have this incredible bright lip. And if you have the really deep, smoky eye with all this going on, you have the softer, beigey lip.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like playing up something in one area and perhaps the other area downplaying it, so that everything is not so overpowering on the face, it sounds.
Exactly. And there's another fun thing that a lot of women are going to enjoy. I saw some rainbow pastel treatments on the eyes, on the eyelids. So they would have, and this is especially effective if you're wearing a pastel, like a lavender or a pink or a lime green or yellow in your clothing. And you can put all those colors up in the eyes, and it was really pretty.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I think you have to be careful with it. It's maybe not a look for beginners. You need to play with it. Maybe have someone show you how to experiment.
How to do it right.
But it was fun. It was really fun.
Well,
so,
perhaps when we do one of the video demonstrations, and just to let you guys know, if you are joining us right now, you are on At Home with Victoria Carol Stover. Makeup artist is joining us, all around good person and very much just, you know, out there in the world trying to make it a better place for women in general and to promote health and happiness. And she's going to be making an appearance this coming up March the 13th and 14th in Baltimore at the Women's Expo. And she mentioned at the top of the show that this is something that's dear to her heart, and she's been donating her time for year after year after year to do this. So if you are in Baltimore on Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th, it's from 11 until 5 o'clock. They've got demonstrations, workshops, fashion, food, health, and fitness. Make sure you stop by and say hi to Carol and tell her that you heard her on the show. But so Carol kind of came to talk about that, but, of course, I veered off the subject and started talking about spring makeup. Oh,
that's okay. They will all forgive you, I'm sure. Everybody wants to hear what's coming out for spring.
I know. And just like you said a few minutes ago, people are just so sick of the snow. So anything that has spring in it, we just simply want to talk about it.
Oh, yes. We can't wait. There's an eyebrow trend. Shall I share with you the eyebrow trend?
Absolutely. Share whatever you want.
Okay. I love eyebrows. I got to be an expert on eyebrows because I ruined mine when I was 12 years old. And I'm going to date myself. This was back before Brooke Shields became popular. So the little teeny tiny comma thin eyebrows were in at that time. And a friend and I got a hold of a pair of tweezers and just, what we did to our eyebrows was just not savable. My mother was horrified. She couldn't fix it. So I ended up having to, as I grew up, learn how to put my eyebrows back in properly. Mm-hmm. So I've always paid special attention to eyebrows when I'm doing a face because I think they give such a frame for the eyes and they help balance out the bottom part of the face. They're very critical.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we're seeing now for this season is that eyebrows are extremely important. They are very attended to. And they're not so much thicker. I don't want to say they're thicker, but they're more groomed, and they're more perfect, and they're filled in with either like a brow wax, which is very fun, and that's a pretty look, and that's come back, or like a deep tone shadow, and you can get special brow shadowing with a little brush, or you could just use an eyeshadow in a top or a matte black, or if you're very dark skinned and very dark hair. Or if you have brown hair, you can use a brown eyeshadow with no shine to it and fill it in and give this very nice movie star look. It's very pretty. And it holds up so nicely with the rest of this.
Now, what advice would you give people? Because you and I both know sometimes you're walking in the mall or you're walking down the street and you see a woman and you can just look and tell that the shape of the eyebrow that she has on her face is just simply not working either. That arch is just goes straight up like an arrow and it's just sharp. You know what I'm talking about.
So, or there is no arch.
Yeah, exactly. Or there just simply is no arch, yeah. So
yes,
what advice,
yes.
You know, how can you figure out what shape? I mean, is there something that you can sort of follow the contours of the bone or something? How can you figure that out?
Yeah, there is. There's a little simple trick, and this is in makeup books everywhere. So this is like the old tried and true pencil trick. You take a pencil or a makeup brush or something, and you line it up along the side of your nose and line it up to the end of where your eye begins on the inside. And that'll show you where the eyebrow should technically begin for best proportion for your face. Okay? And then you line it up along the end of your nose and connect it with the outer corner of the eye and follow that up, and that shows you the point where your eyebrow should stop for your best facial proportion. And when I'm teaching this, I even take the eyebrow pencil, and I'll just draw a little point at each of those spots. And everybody laughs. But then they can find it. They can find their eyebrow. And then the peak is not in the center. It's a little bit to the outside.
Okay.
It lines up with the outside of the iris, which is the colored part of the eye. So when I'm teaching, I do a lot of work for the Cancer Society with the Look Good, Feel Better programs, and the ladies mm-hmm. come in, and they're cancer patients, and they're undergoing all kinds of treatments, and many of them are losing their eyebrows.
Yeah.
So I tell them, hey, this is a good trick for you, because when your eyebrows go, because they will, you'll think that you remember where your eyebrows were, but you won't.
Right.
And you'll be stuck. So that little trick works very well.
That's great. Yeah, that was something that I always wondered, you know, kind of like, was there sort of a rule or thumb that you folks in the makeup business actually used to do that? But I was going to say, you know, the show went by so fast. Can you believe we only have 9 minutes left?
Oh, my gosh. Well, what else do you want me to say? I talk for hours.
I know.
Whatever
well,
you want to know.
No, well, yeah, I know. But I just wanted to, before I let you focus the last minutes on what you're going to be doing this weekend, I just do want to let everyone know that Carol is going to be back. And I told you when you guys sent me emails and I said, what do you want to talk about on the show? And everybody talked about makeup. I told you I would find someone who is very, very good at what she does. And also explaining, but I'm also excited because this Monday, Carol and I have a shoot in a video shoot in Baltimore, and we're going to put together. So, Carol, perhaps some of the things that we talked about on this show, you know, especially the eyebrows and stuff, maybe we can put some of that in the video or talk about some of that in the video, because that sounds like
that's
universal information that should be out there all the time.
It is. It is. And maybe we can cover some common mistakes. I think women
to
know.
I think
the
that's
pitfalls
a perfect idea.
That are so easy to fall into. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think that's a great idea. So I want you guys to start to look for Carol video presentations, and that's going to be on my Blog Talk Radio page, as well as Facebook and all the other social networks that's out there. And I'm sure Carol's going to have it on her website as well. Carol, I don't know if I told you this, but our show is on Apple, so you're able to download our show as a free podcast.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, which is wonderful. So, you know, sort of once that information is out there, it's out there for good, and hundreds of thousands of people, it's at their disposal to download. So I think that's a great idea where you said sort of touch on the common mistakes that women make when it comes to makeup, because that's really, really going to help a lot of us. I think it is.
Well, I do a lot of instruction and teaching with makeup, and I find that women they're almost afraid. They're really reticent to express their creativity with it. And the first thing I love to do when I'm working with anyone, I don't care if they're a fashion model or a housewife, it doesn't matter. They're all beautiful. They all have their uniqueness. I tell them, hey, stop worrying. This is makeup. This is not hand grenades. It's not permanent.
Right.
If you decide you don't like it, you just wipe it off. So let's just play and try. And don't be afraid to express your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
If it's your face and your checkbook, those are the first two important criteria, really. And if you enjoy it, well, then that's the most important thing. And they just need a little bit of instruction and some tips to, you know, find out what they really love.
And, you know, I think, too, one of the main things that I always hear, even to this day, and you know, in the way that I know Carol, Carol's husband and I worked together in Baltimore at WMAR, and I also was a host on Around the House. So, and Carol, no matter where I go in my television career, one thing that women always ask me about is my foundation. They're always like, your foundation looks so nice. And I explain to them that, you know, I was very fortunate because, you know, we had at the television station people like you, professional makeup artists who would come by the TV station, who would do our makeup and who would say, hey, Victoria, you need to get this, you need to get that, and who would sit there and play around with us, you know, but your everyday person doesn't have, you know, access to all of that stuff. So I would say one thing that we really have to cover that women always talk about is literally just trying to find the perfect foundation.
It's a challenge, and the lighting makes a difference, and the texture makes a difference. How much coverage you want makes a difference. So, yeah, that's a big thing. And I find that with women of color, they have special challenges with that because there's so many shades of dark skin.
Yes.
More pink, more gold.
Yes.
And they really
For me, to get the color foundation that I use, I have to mix two colors together. And by mixing those two colors together, that worked for me. But, and we talked about this before, but more importantly for me, I had to learn what my undertone was. And that was someone that came to the television station when we had to take pictures that explained that to me. But I'm really, really looking forward to you focusing on that, because that's a huge problem just for women in general, really across the board. And one other thing that I noticed with me and my skin complexion being African American with makeup was that my skin responded better to cream base as opposed to liquid.
Okay.
So that was just something personally that I realized that cream base works way, way more for me than liquid or just your powder makeup.
And there's many, many textures and formulas of foundation out there that you can experiment with. So, and everybody's different. You know, everybody's got a unique thing that they're trying to do. So
that is true.
Well, that's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that.
I know. It is going to be exciting because so far we've gotten at least three or four shows that you're going to do, and they'll be spread out throughout the next 2 months, and then we're going to put those video demonstrations in. So I certainly know, Carrie, you're going to help a lot of women out there with all these problems that they have, and to be able to go to your video demonstration where it's there all the time, you know, even so if they want to, you know, have your video demonstration on while they're looking in the mirror trying to do the same thing, that's really going to help a lot of people.
Oh, sure. Well, to everyone out there, I do private consultations. I do workshops and groups. I mean, there's so many ways you can get information. Anyone who's within, you know, a certain distance of Baltimore can certainly connect with me. I'll plug them into one of my little makeup workshops. They can show up and we'll all have a margarita together and learn about lip liner, whatever they want to do.
Well, listen, if you're having margaritas, then I definitely want to show up for that. But listen, we've got about two more minutes left before the show is over, so I just want you to go back and focus on that Women's Expo in Baltimore that's coming up. Anything else you want to talk about?
Yes, this weekend, Saturday the 13th and Sunday the 14th from 11 to 5, I will be at the Women's Expo in Baltimore. It's being held, it's in the Catonsville area at the CCBC Catonsville Gymnasium, although the show's gotten so big that it's kind of spread out through part of the campus. But it's very easy to find, very accessible, easy to walk to from any point in the campus. It's a beautiful campus, and there's tons of stuff going on. They're going to have book signings, poetry readings, demonstrations, you name it, it's there. Lots of speakers and everything. I will be there at the Arbonne booth, Arbonne International. Anyone coming by, please stop by and visit me and say hello. We're going to be doing mini facials and mini makeovers to help you pick foundation color, see what skincare works for you, answer some of your questions, and give you a little test drive with some natural products and see how that does for you. Big fun. And we're also going to be doing mini makeovers for the Ms. Wheelchair Maryland pageant contestants from this year. And that's going to be the earlier part of the day on Saturday for a few hours. We'll do makeovers on them, and they're going to have such a blast. It's like a total pampering day for them. Mm-hmm.
You have to make sure you take your camera and get some folks to take some pictures of you, because you know I can use those pictures as we
promote your
upcoming show. So that would be great to get some pictures of you working on some people and, you know, behind the booth, and especially with the working with the Miss Wheelchair. That's just wonderful.
That's so gratifying.
Great.
They feel, when someone just pays attention to them, you know, women in wheelchairs, they share with us that they feel totally invisible.
Right.
People are embarrassed to look at them. They're not sure how to react to them. This makes them feel fully a part of the human community and the community of women, and they're very grateful for it. And there's a great deal of camaraderie. There's a lot of sharing that happens, and it's such a beautiful event.
Well, speaking of that, we are going to be off the air in about 20 minutes. I mean, not 20 minutes, 20 seconds. So, Carol, thanks for joining us. I know, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Terrific. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you. And I want to thank everyone that was in the chat room. I neglected to acknowledge you for joining us on At Home with Victoria. That was makeup artist Carol Stover who was joining us, and you will see and hear more of her in the next couple of months on At Home with Victoria. So thank you so much for being with us, guys, and have a great day. And remember, spring is actually on the way. God bless.